This also, Heating and Air Coach's Corner from Cedar Bucket Restaurant on WGNS, FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450, and GoPrimeTimeSports.com.
And good morning. Welcome back. John Dinkins here with Kevin Woodson of the Riverdale Warriors. And Kevin, your team, I've watched the last, I guess, 4 or 5 weeks you guys play, and I know they've got to really, I don't know if they're driving you crazy or it's a kind of a really two wins, get on a roll and then have a loss, and then last night an overtime loss. Those guys have started, though. One thing that I've noticed has been consistent. They're playing really hard and playing tough in the last 5 or 6 games, and then we've gotten to see a couple of times.
Right. We're playing a lot better. You know, we went through a little struggle at the end of December and 1st of January. Since then, we're getting better and better. And, you know, last night we had Siegel on the ropes and just couldn't close the deal.
There's something about Siegel. You really match up well with them. I don't know. Explain that, because they really tear people up on defense and make you make turnovers and that kind of thing. But you guys seem to play pretty well with them.
Well, we did until we got to overtime. And, you know, we've had 3 overtime games this year, and all 3 overtimes have gone the same way. We get into overtime, we turn over, dig ourselves a hole, and we lose the game. And, you know, last night, Siegel does put a lot of pressure on you. They trap you in a lot of different places. And for most of the game, like I said, I thought we handled it really well, and we got into overtime and fell apart.
The speed of their defense, and when you're playing them, it's not necessarily they create turnovers. They make you mentally make mistakes or make you rush your game. You guys seem to do a good job of. You've got Marcellus out there and Wilson and Brad, and all those guys seem to have kind of gelled together and seem to have been do a little better job of communicating with each other, and they seem to be moving the ball much better.
They did, and again last night I thought. We attacked their press and their traps really well. I thought we got some great shots. We went through a little drought in the second quarter, and we got good shots. We just couldn't get them to fall, and we were down 4 at halftime, and I felt fortunate to only be down 4 just because we went through a spell where we just couldn't buy a bucket. And, you know, we came back out in the second half, started well, and then I think we were down 5 at the end of the third quarter. We had a bad mistake at the end of the third quarter where we fouled a 3-point shooter and they hit all 3 free throws. But we come out in the fourth quarter and we take a 6-point lead, and then they have a kid get called for a flagrant foul and get ejected. And, you know, with less than 3 minutes left, we think everything's going our way. And, you know, an unfortunate thing happened that turned that around, and you know, we weren't able to hold on.
It almost feels like you get snake bit in those overtime games, or something weird happens to cause them to go into overtime when things like that happen. You also had a tough game with Laverne, played good. Those are probably two of the top teams in the district, and when it comes to Laverne. But again, it indicates to me that anybody can beat anybody on any given night. You go to overtime with Siegel, and Laverne gets beat by Smyrna last night, and a team that you're going to play very, very soon.
Well, I think you hit the nail right on the head. It's about matchups, and we match up okay with Siegel. We do not match up good with Laverne. I think if you look at the other 5 district teams, I think Laverne is the number one team we don't match up well with, and I think Blackman comes after that. I think the other guys we match up pretty well with, but I think Laverne and Blackman give us the hardest matchup problems.
Is that because of the size underneath? Blackman's got some bodies under there, and so does Laverne.
It is. Blackman, I think Blackman's, you know, they're about the same size at every position. And so we match up okay inside, but sometimes we don't match up okay outside. And, you know, they can stick any of their 5 guys down there and post up, and that's going to cause a mismatch for us at some point. Because you know, not all of our guys are 6'2 to 6'4 like theirs are. And with Laverne, they got those good, quick guards. You know, we match up size-wise okay with them. They're a little bit quicker. But you throw Dial in there, and he's bigger than anybody we've got. And they got they've got 4 big guys all about the same size, and we have trouble matching up with them. And they shoot the ball well outside. So if you take away the inside, you give them a little outside. If you take the outside, then they hurt us inside. So that tough matchup for us there.
It's a Laverne, again, a game that you were in and could have won that game. It's just a tough schedule night after night. And Smyrna's not going to be easy either. Smyrna is getting kind of on a roll a little bit as well. And then you've got Blackman to finish out the year. And right now you're in a tie with Smyrna. It's a kind of a big game coming up for Smyrna. I don't want to put too much on one game, but now you're kind of going for where you're going to be in the district and where you're going to be playing and what position you're going to be in district standing. So two big games coming up.
Right. And you know, we're tied with Oakland and Smyrna down there, and you know, it looks like we've got two games left. Laverne has a two-game lead, so unless Laverne blows both games, they're going to finish third. And then, you know, obviously whoever finished sixth is going to play Laverne first, and then, the four and five will play each other. So, again, I think all three teams are pretty even. We've all had close games with each other, and, of course, we've had close games with everybody. And
yeah,
even though Blackman and Siegel have sort of, been the best two teams in the regular season, I think all teams better be at their best when they play. Otherwise, they'll get beat, and you've seen that with the parity in the district.
Well, and you talk about parity. It's Siegel almost gets beat by you last night. Blackman gets beat by Laverne. Smyrna beats Laverne. I mean, it just there's no way to tell. And I think that's why it's going to be one of the most exciting district tournaments we've had in boys in several years. And we've had some good ones.
I agree. And, 2 weeks from yesterday, we have those the two elimination games with 3-place 6, 4-place 5, loser goes home. And you're going to have two good teams sitting at home. And I think our district has a real good chance of doing well in the region also.
You've kind of got a history, a little bit of yourself, of playing well in district and getting to semifinal games and with teams maybe that they didn't think you might be there. You should be there. And I know in your days at Oakland with Randy, you had teams sometimes that people thought, well, they're not that talented, but they'd always get there. Does that kind of give you encouragement to yourself in terms of going into the district play of going, if we get the right combination, things going, we could do some real damage in this thing?
Well, I like the direction our team is heading. I think it's always important that you got to be playing well at that time of the year. And I think we're getting better and better, and we just got to continue. The one thing we have to do is not let that loss last night instead of that being a negative to us, it's got to be a positive to us. It's got to be, hey, we had the game. What do we need to do next time to shut the door and close out the game and win that game and not look at it as a negative and take some steps back? We got to come in Monday, get ready to work, and keep moving forward because, again, I think we are getting better and better. And it's like I told them last night, you got 2 weeks before you play that elimination game. And, we just got to keep moving forward.
I know you've made some lineup changes and tried various things. Do you feel comfortable now with the group that you've kind of – it seems like they've kind of gotten it together in terms of working together and moving the ball. And I know Wilson has come in and done some really good things shooting the ball. And he's a little guy, but he really – kind of sparks the offense a little bit. You feel comfortable where you are now? I'm sure that you feel better than you did maybe a month ago.
Well, yeah, we've got we've got three or four kids that we rotate in and out, and all of them bring different things to the table. Obviously Stevie brings some shooting. He's got good range, and he sparked us in a few games with his outside shot. Austin McGrone comes in off the bench. He sees the floor really well. He's quick, good athlete, can make some things happen. Brad usually does a good job of handling the ball. He's a good passer, plays within the framework of the team. And then Psalms Duff comes in, gives us some scoring sometime. He's really good at shooting off screens. And, if we can get his defense to be a little bit better, I look for him to be a really good player for us in the future.
And with Gray and Burnett and several others, it seems like you've got that combination going. Let's talk a little bit about Smyrna because I know they're the next opponent. They can give you fits, and you never really know what to expect when you play them. But they're going to be ready, and they are a very quick ball club.
They are quick. They remind me a little bit. I think them and Laverne are very similar. They're not quite as big inside as Laverne, I don't think, and that's where Laverne gives us trouble. But again, they're a hard matchup outside. They've got good guards that shoot it well. And it seems to me like they play a lot better at home than they do on the road, and that's where we go Tuesday, so it's going to be a tough game for us.
The follow that with Blackmon and basically getting up with the seeding situation. We're going to be in probably in the next week or so, we're going to kind of know where everything's going to stand. And looking at this race, we've talked about this before, and you've mentioned it just today. You know, there's Blackmon and Siegel out there, but I know that Laverne, Oakland, and Riverdale and Smyrna are all itching to knock one of them off. And Smyrna got an opportunity the other day. I think the rate you're going, I think you're gonna knock somebody off, and I know you're looking forward to that district tournament coming up.
Well, we are looking forward to it. Again, you know, I just hope we can continue to improve and get better. You know, that's the bad thing about that elimination game. You know, it's sort of one and done, and you know, you got to be ready to play. And you know, and even as teams are, you just hope you don't have one of your off nights that night, because you know, you have an off night that night, it doesn't matter what you're able to do or might able to accomplish. It's going to be over.
Well, you've been in a bunch of district tournaments and region tournaments, and they're not an old man, but you've been in a bunch of them. I've been a long time.
I'm getting a lot older.
But do you look at it, do you have to prepare them differently? When you talk about the elimination game, and I always felt like when I was taking a team or even a junior high team into a game, that first game, you know, the games that are no tomorrow, you've got to make sure they're prepared for that one, and hopefully, is there more concentration on that, or do you just do every game the same? It's always the same.
I don't think there may be more concentration on the players' part. I'm not sure. I think as a coach, you go in and prepare for every game. I think the key as a coach is you just want to try to get your team playing at their best when you get to that time of the year. And fortunately, in the past, the teams I've been involved with at Oakland and at Blackmon, we have played well at the end of the year, and hopefully that will continue again this year.
No high ankle sprains, nothing to worry about. No Gronkowski's out there you got to worry about for the next couple of games.
Not that I know of. You know, you talked about three teams being tied. One thing we did differently this year is if we have a tie, obviously, you know, we go head-to-head, and then if that's not work, we look at how you did against the teams above you. But if all the tiebreakers pan out and it comes down to a coin flip, we don't do the coin flip anymore. What we did at our spring meeting, we drew numbers. So you sort of know where you're going to stand, so to speak. So if you got number one, if you know you're tied with somebody, you automatically won the coin flip. So
that's a good number to have.
That's a great number to have, because you know you win everything that comes down to a coin flip.
You don't even care if it goes down to that then, doesn't it?
Not number if you one. Got number one. I know we're not number one. I can't remember what number we are, but we're not number one.
Kevin Woodson, our guest. And by the way, the Memphis Central game has been canceled. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Was scheduled for today. So that's one that you don't have to worry about today. So Take it indoors and watch some football tomorrow.
That'll be good.
All right. Kevin Woodson, the head coach of the Riverdale Warriors. And when we come back, Brian Barrett's got somebody. Yeah, he's got Smyrna High School. They're up next right here on the Prentice Awesome Heating and Air Coach's Corner from the Cedar Bucket Restaurant.